The Internet of Bodies, or IOB, is actually an ecosystem. It's a bunch of devices that are connected to the internet that contain software and that either collect personal health data about you or can alter the body's function. We think of the Internet of Bodies as this collection of all these devices as well as all the data that the devices are gathering about you.
Well, we have a bombshell to report to you, ladies and gentlemen. The secret ingredient in COVID vaccines has been found.
And what they found was rare earth minerals in these technologies. They found 11 out of the 15 lanthanides. That's what a rare earth mineral, that's the scientific term for it, is a lanthanide. And the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, Maria. Why is that? Because these rare earth magnets, lanthanides, are what's used in our smart technology for two-way communication. It's used in electronic vehicles. It's used in our smartphones. It's used in our televisions. It's used in the Internet of Things. They are the cornerstone elements for the Internet of Things. It's used in Elon Musk's Teslas and in his Neuralink.
Changing the pattern of DNA to match the pattern of the quantum computer. So the pattern of the spin of the electrons within the DNA, that spin of electrons, that pattern, must match the pattern of the electron spin in the quantum computer. When the patterns of electrons match one another, then they can become quantum entangled. Then they can become quantum entangled. And that is the line of communication. That is the form of communication, the interface that takes place.
Scott with SJAWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 377. Are the players on the chessboard to bring in the fourth beast system, the end of days? We're going to talk about false light. The first thing I want to cover is Elon Musk and his tweet. Donald Trump wins. Elon Musk declares Novus Ordo Seclorum, hinting at a fantastic future ahead. Is this a new age future? Novus Ordo Seclorum. What that means is new order for the ages. Now, what's funny is people on the right are always saying the new world order. We have to stop the new world order. It's right in your face. You're getting fooled. This is 1,000 points of light stuff from George Bush. A new world order screams occultism. If you're an Elon fan, search Elon Musk on sjwellfire.com. Klaus Schwab has his fourth beast system, fourth industrial revolution, and all his points to get there. And I've copied how Elon Musk is basically like a carbon copy. You couldn't tell the difference, my friends. I could have probably put 50 different headlines that represents the following. This is from The Guardian. Election night on Fox News boasts loud Trump as Phoenix from the ashes. If you know anything about Luciferianism, it's we need to burn it down, burn down the Phoenix so he can rise up in this new age light. That's what this screams. And if you actually remember the RNC, how we covered how they had the Luciferian pyramid and the all-seeing eye was covered up with the speakers, the capstone, they're telling you who they are. Remember the RNC basically prayed to a demonic god? I'm not buying any of it, my friends. It's wings of the same bird. But it just kind of set me back and creeped me out. The fact that the news is so quiet with this election is giving me pause. I listened to about three or four different podcasters, and they said the same thing. All the psyops against Trump suddenly have quieted down tremendously. You got to ask the question, why? What's going on? And the other question you have to ask is Netflix actually doing a movie about J.D. Vance before he even became the vice president. It's almost as though he was propped up. Here's a headline from Forbes. The movie about J.D. Vance's life, Hillbilly, LLG, is streaming on Netflix. Why are they promoting J.D. Vance? Netflix and our ministry's point of view is just nothing but a mind controlism zombie movie channel. They put movies there where they want to skew you in a certain direction. You can just see it. I had Netflix years ago, and I was just like, this is just nothing short of propaganda. Cancel the service, my friends. Just looking up Vance as well, before running for Senate, Vance was a venture capitalist with relationships to the AI industry's most prominent. So I'm peeling back the onion. The agenda is to bring in this AI governance system. Remember Klaus Schwab said the last and final government will be like Google 3.0? It just doesn't 100% smell right to me, my friends. All right, and Elon. We've covered Elon for the last 3 years, that guy is propped up, and in our ministry's point of view, is fake light. We did a podcast where we put Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum, we put what he stood for right next to what Elon stands for. I haven't played the video yet of Elon, and I think it's with his Tesla division launching robots. And he ended up saying, well, we think these robots will be 80% good, but there's a 20% chance that they could turn evil. These robots are going to take all of your jobs. The driverless cars that he's working on will take Uber jobs. The driverless trucks will take truck drivers' jobs. Neuralink, and again, I think the chip part of Neuralink is a psyop, because he said we don't need to actually put a chip in your head. We don't need invasive surgery for this chip technology. They're telling you about this, my friends. He warns about AI, but yeah, he has AI companies. Folks, the deception is so great. Many think they're awake, but they're being deceived. They're being deceived. I can't blow the trumpet enough. He calls himself Dark MAGA. And again, MAGA is the fifth and the highest position of the synagogue or the Church of Satan. Period. And then this is kind of interesting. Prophecy has been fulfilled. We covered this in the last podcast from Elon. The prophecy that Trump would win 69.9%. But I was listening to a podcaster, and he said, you need to think as witches think, and as Satanists think. It's the law of reversal. So reverse the 9-9, you get 666. Is that what they're trying to tell us here, this reverse speech? I've had a witch tell me this as well. They need to learn to speak backwards. Now, I covered this headline. Everything in the news has a purpose. And this, I'm blown away by it. Kamala, beloved Asian elephant at a national zoo, right? Federal election, was euthanized. So Kamala was euthanized, and an elephant represents the Republican Party. Does this mean that government is going to be a uniparty? I'm just saying, my friends, because if you actually go to Founders Report episode 309, where we decode the Economist is supposedly owned by the Rothschilds, who supposedly owns the Federal Reserve Bank, they need to tell you what they're going to do to you. And then we also did Founders Report episode 355 with the ear, the question mark on Trump's head. And we've covered the assassination person. I think it was staged. It was anointing Trump as the high priest for the synagogue of Satan in our ministry's point of view. And all of this reminds me of Dana Coverstone's dream about America. Pray it doesn't happen. I pray Trump, if he does get in office, I pray that he actually has his Saul moment, that he turns to Christ. That's what we need to pray for. But I want to play the video of Steve Bannon talking about we need Roman justice. Doesn't mean Trump's on the same page, but again, I think they're all tools. Let's play this.
The entire phony thing is getting swept out. Biden's getting swept out. Kamala Harris is getting swept out. MSNBC is getting swept out. The Justice Department's getting swept out. The FBI is getting swept out. You people suck, okay? And now you're going to pay the price for trying to destroy this country. And think where this country would be if we hadn't gone through the last 4 years of your madness, okay? You don't deserve any respect, you don't deserve any empathy, and you don't deserve any pity. And if anybody gives it to you, it's Donald J. Trump, because he's got a big heart and he's a good man. A good man that you're still going to try to put in prison on the 26th of this month. This is how much you people suck, Okay? You've destroyed, his business thing. And he came back. He came back in the greatest show of political courage, I think, in world history. Like, Cincinnati's coming back from the plow. He's the American Cincinnatus. And what he has done is a profile in courage. We've had his back. But I got to tell you, he may be empathetic. He may have a kind heart. He may be a good man, but we're not, okay? And you deserve, as Natalie Winters says, not retribution, justice. But you deserve what we call rough Roman justice. And
rough Roman justice. Interesting terms. And he said something, the show. It is a show, my friends. Make no mistake about it. It's a show. Before we get into will Trump bring in the mark of the beast, some evidence thereof, you have to ask with policy, how can it be used for evil? We did a podcast about Trump calling for basically a purge and linked the movie The Purge back to his old previous administration. Beyond creepy. So Trump says there's no price tag for his mass deportation plan. We all applaud that, right? Because we know the federal government is funding this illegal invasion, but it's a playbook. Now, my question is, when this happens, and people that are out speaking against the genocide in Gaza, for example, or are Christians, and let's say the mark of the beast has been implemented because of the BRICS nations, the currency, central bank digital currencies, ID 2020, to make sure no more election fraud happens. Let's say people bow out of the system. Who's to say that this army that goes door to door and takes illegal aliens aren't going to take out good Christians? You always have to ask the question, how can a policy be used for evil? It's creepy. It's absolutely creepy. And do your search on SJ Welfare. Just search Purge. We did Final Days Report episode 370. Are you enjoying the show, the Purge program? In the first Final Days Report we did, Final Days Report episode 1, there was a purge siren at the federal building. Do you remember that? It's a playbook. The U.S. corporation is bankrupt. So check out some of those different podcasts. All right, here's where it's just getting interesting. Detroit to become the largest city in the U.S. to accept cryptocurrency for taxes. So as Catherine Austin Fitz has said, that worked for the government, that the U.S. government has been stealing trillions of dollars from we the people. It's a Ponzi scheme. So now all of a sudden, cryptocurrency is in the headline. Many people love this because it's against the Federal Reserve Bank, but you just need to peel back the onion. We've covered the new statue that happened for the inventor of cryptocurrency, and it looked like a transhumanism statue. Think of Microsoft's 06-06-06 patent. Think of J.D. Vance's ties to AI. It's a story, my friends. They need to slow boil us into this Mark of the Beast system. And again, central bank digital currencies and the BRICS nations, take a screenshot here of all the different podcasts that we've done if you're not familiar with this programmable money. It's nefarious, my friends. And it's biblical. You will not be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. But here's where it gets interesting. Trump to debut crypto exchange Monday. Here's what you need to know. And we covered this in a previous podcast, but I just found it funny. I find this funny. Trump's 18-year-old son, Barron, a first-year student at New York University, is identified as the project's DeFi visionary. Really? A young college kid? This sounds like grooming of Bill Gates, grooming of Steve Jobs to take over these big companies. That's what it reminds me of, my friends. According to a white paper on the project obtained by cryptocurrency news site CoinDesk, DeFi, short for decentralized finance, which I love decentralizing everything, is a term that refers to financial services offered through public blockchains. Words have meaning. Blockchain, you're going to be blocked on the chain. World Wide Web, eventually the web was used for good, but it's a web, it's going to catch you. We're embracing the future with crypto and leaving the slow and outdated big banks behind, Trump said in a video posted Thursday on X from Mar-a-Lago. central bank digital currencies and cryptocurrencies are not the same thing, but as they morph together, as the government gets involved and puts in different regulations, the old crypto is going to turn into the new crypto, my friends. And then how does this fit FedNow that measures every single transaction? We talked about how Fox News reported that the IRS knows every transaction that you do today. It's illegal, my friends. It's absolutely illegal. And I go back to Microsoft's 06-06-06 patent. Will he bring it in? They're giving you breadcrumbs about it. All right. So central bank digital currencies, they're programmable vouchers with rules on spending. The programmability can indeed be used to control consumer behavior, potentially influencing what people buy and how they spend their money. It's nefarious. Bitcoin's potential as reserve currency depends on several factors. Stability: Bitcoin needs to be stable to be considered a reliable reserve currency. This is what the mainstream news is saying. Widespread acceptance. Its need to be widely accepted by governments, financial institutions, and general public, and then regulatory environment. So the government's going to get involved in regulating it. How will this work out, my friends? From Forbes, the Bitcoin Act introduced by a U.S. senator this year calls for the creation of strategic Bitcoin reserve to reduce the U.S. spiraling near $36 trillion national debt by buying 1 million Bitcoin over 5 years. In a keynote address at July Bitcoin Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, Trump promised to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the planet and create a Bitcoin strategic reserve using the Bitcoin that the government holds. The U.S. Treasury holds just about 200,000 Bitcoin worth around $15 billion, mostly seized from criminals, making it the world's largest government holder of Bitcoin, with China a close second. And China, researching China, they made Bitcoin illegal. So a privacy coin like Monero that can't be traced is one thing. This whole thing seems like Mark of the Beast money is the point. And for those of you that are cryptocurrency experts, I love how this is against the fake Federal Reserve Bank that's not federal and has no reserves. But are we getting played, my friends? Are we getting slow rolled into a system to cover up the theft of the U.S. government, according to Catherine Austin Fitz? You got to scratch your head, my friends. And then Elon, we've covered Elon again. The same agenda as the World Economic Forum. His vision for X is just like WeChat. WeChat has the social credit score overlay on it. This is the AI beast system. Let's play this. Elon's goal is to basically have, I think he's going to go on to say, half the world's population using this as their main form to make payments. Dark MAGA. Gothic dark MAGA. Remember Elon's words at Trump's campaign? It's time to wake up, my friends.
Essentially, if done right, the X would be would serve people's financial needs to such a degree that over time it would become, I don't know, maybe half of the global financial system.
Wow.
Or some big number. Okay. I'm not sure what the number is, but pretty big. So it would be by far the biggest sort of financial institution, but like I said, not really in the way that people are used to thinking about banks. Mm-hmm. Just the most efficient database for the thing that is money. Like I said, like, you know, least amount of fraud. Everything's real time, and if it involves money in any way, it can be dealt with seamlessly on one location.
And if you think Twitter is not censoring, please. People have been kicked off Twitter that are actually covering massive corruption. All of this reminds me of the fourth beast system, the final beast system, iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. And we have a hypothesis, and I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but the 10 kings in the book of Revelation just might be tech companies. I'm sure the UN is involved as well, that we've covered. But let's read. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake with great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Behold, the same horn made war with the saints, those are Christians, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. That's the good news. This place we're at now is just temporary. So don't fear him that can kill the body, but fear him that can kill the body and the soul. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse, different from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break into pieces. How do you devour the whole earth? Well, it's the mark of the beast system, this financial system, this all-knowing system, this system that can measure you under the skin, this mind controlism system, this 5G, 6G system that's being implemented that communicates at the cell level, at the nanotech level in you. Think of Starlink satellites everywhere. I mean, it's all aligning, my friends. Now, is the whole thing over with Trump? Is he 100% the president? He really isn't. The whole electoral college is interesting. Many people have been covering how December 17th is key. If Trump gets assassinated or actually becomes incompetent for whatever reason, before December 17th, the electoral college can vote for somebody else. So December 17th appears to be a key date. If Trump gets assassinated after December 17th, then J.D. Vance becomes vice president. And I've been searching for news articles from the left, from the mainstream fake news about how Trump's not in yet. And the only thing I could find was from Nancy Pelosi in The Hill. Trump rhetoric is further indication of his cognitive degeneration. So there seemed to be very, very little noise about this. And hey, is he even fit to be president? But I was looking at all the different lawsuits. It's quiet, my friends. And it's almost creepy quiet. But there were articles, a whole bunch of articles. What happens if the president-elect fails to qualify, dies, or becomes incapacitated before the inauguration? So they planted some seeds. They've planted some seeds that, hey, maybe Trump's not your guy, but it's quiet. It's quiet. Now, I want to play Kamala's speech that just reminded me of the 1,000 points of light from Bush that I first kind of became not awake, but I'm like, what is he talking about? I was a young man and I got chills. I'm like, this sounds satanic. And I was not a Christian back then, but it just, something moved me when I heard Bush's speech about the 1,000 points of light. I'm like, what is he talking about? And at the time I was a state park ranger and there were 40,000 acres where I was this ranger. And the conservation officers that would go bust people for illegal hunting a couple times came in freaked out where they would find these satanic ritual sites. So it was around the same time. And I remember I had a lengthy conversation with a conservation officer about these Satanists in the area. Let's play this, though. It's dark.
There's an adage an historian once called a law of history, true of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service.
So you have to ask the question. Somebody screamed at one of her rallies, Jesus Christ is King. And she said, you're at the wrong event. You need to go down the road. So who does she worship? We know who she worships, right? Thou shalt not kill. She's the most pro-abortion candidate around. Now, I want to give a couple stories that I heard from people that I know that shocked me. Very educated people. When I say educated, you know, college educated, PhD types, some very, very successful people, retired, young, sailing around the world. One of them put on her Facebook that she refuses to ever talk to anybody that voted for Trump. I mean, it was like insanity. And the rhetoric coming out of her post was pure hate. Another person, very, very highly educated, said anybody that voted for Trump is a white supremacist. Shocked me. Shocked me. And the last story was from somebody that's just homosexual and claims to be a Christian, which, you know, is interesting, went off on this rampage. I couldn't even tell you what this person said. It was just so demonic. And this goes back to optogenetics and this mind controlism. When they turn this thing on, it could get interesting. It could get ugly. These weren't your transgender college communists that live in the basement of their parents' home. These are people that you would look at if you talk to them for 5 minutes and say, this person has it pretty well together. It was just shocking to me. Another person that had a very, very successful business, retired now, said that he's moving to Canada. And it was the amount of fear I thought was just interesting. And so how can that be ignited with the technology? Because all these people for sure have been poked multiple times. And if you've been poked, go to SJ Wellfire and type in solutions or email me at scott@sjwellfire.com. But what a great time to be alive. Personally, I think Trump's his stance on Israel, his stance on some things and his ties to Noahide laws, his stance for warp speed, defiling you, the temple of God, is criminal. It's criminal. It's as though we have Stockholm syndrome. Pray, my friends, get your house right with the Lord. And thank you for your support. God bless.
Anyway, bottom line is, I don't see him as America First. I see him as a kayfabe wrestling WrestleMania guy. And he's been picked basically because he's pliable and he's buyable. I mean, he's not Bible. He is buyable. You know, mice, when it comes to the four major cheeses, are money, ideology, coercion, and ego, right? He jumps right from money and ego. Every time he goes for money and ego. You know, another person close to him reached out to me just about 2 or 3 days ago saying, when we get in office, we're going to ask you for help on the border issues. Now, this person knows I don't like Trump. You know what I mean? I mean, numerous people in his immediate ecosystem have reached out to me on this. Now, that I don't like him doesn't mean I would not help him. I would help him in a heartbeat. In fact, he could probably trust me more than anybody else because he knows where I stand. I'm not a sycophant for him. I'm not a part of his cult. I am American. I want our border closed.
Yes, I
want
our border closed. I agree with you on that point.
And I don't want him supporting Amendment 3 in Florida, which is Soros, bottom line. People try to explain that away. Soros.
That's the George marijuana. Soros,
yep.
The
George
pot.
George Soros pushing drugs all over America, all yep. over the world. And now, you know, and Trump is totally with Soros on that. Amendment 3, period. People try to explain it away when you say, why is he on Soros' side on Amendment 3, you know? And they'll try to explain that away like the death jab. there's some things you just can't explain away. I mean, he's basically like a man who just walked out of a home covered in blood with a chainsaw in his hand, you know, with the family chopped to pieces from the death jab and everything else he's just done, and going, hey, it wasn't me. I was forced to do it. Fauci told me I should just go ahead and let it rip, you know? And and that's the kind of guy we got.
So I'm with you on several other major points that you mentioned here. You know, I would support deportation of illegals. I support a strong border wall. I'm skeptical because in his first term, Trump said, we're going to build the wall, drain the swamp, and lock her up. And none of those three things happened. None of them happened. And he surrounded himself by a bunch of traitors like Jeff Sessions and so on, and Mike Pence. And right now I hear him talking about bringing Mike Pompeo into the fold, which would be absolutely disastrous in my view. So I don't know that he's going to get anything done that he promises to get done for America, although I would support those things, right? I would assist, like clean foods, right? I love what RFK Jr. is saying, let's clean up the food supply. I would donate my lab time if we can be of service to test foods and help foods get cleaner and you know, eliminate heavy metals and things like that. But RFK Jr. also Israel first, right? Won't speak out against Israel on anything.
Absolutely. And the moment it comes between Israel and anything else, Israel, because that's a cult. Yep. I mean, the Zionists are a cult, you know.